Greetings, beautiful ones. I am Ms. BJ Martin, and this is Snails with No Shells. Leave that shell at the door. You see, a lot of us are running around here living in our shells. Some of us are putting muscles on our shells. Some of us are putting makeup on our shells. On this platform, leave that shell at the door. Just be free, be comfortable to be who you are in your own skin. Let's be slugs for a little while. Everyone is welcome to this show. There is no judgment on this platform. We keep it clean and we keep it cool. All right. See you later.
Is it just my imagination, or is it just insanity for me to constantly yearn for that deep soul feel love, that protective, connective kind of love, that I love you 'cause I want to.
Greetings, beautiful ones. I am Ms. BJ Martin, and this is Snails with No Shells. Leave that shell at the door. Be a slug for a little while. It's okay. All right, let's get into it. I now like to bring my beautiful, amazing guest to the stage. Ursula Evans.
Hello, BJ. How's it going?
I am amazing. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Awesome. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. We made it. So excited.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Yes. Awesome. So let's get into it. Like I said, the only rule that I have is leave that shell at the door. Just, leave, you know, relax. Door. Be open. Yes. 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 All right. So, Ursula, where were you born and raised?
I was born and raised in Akron, Ohio.
Okay.
Yes. So I'm a Ohio Midwest gal, but transplanted to Florida, of course.
Okay. And how old were you when you moved to Florida?
I was 12. So okay. I always say I had the best of both worlds, living in the north and then having, you know, to live down in the south as well. So it's been great.
Okay. Yes. And I am. I'm from Cincinnati, the OHT, yeah. The Buckeye State.
Yes. All about the Buckeyes, honey. Yes. And now the Bengals. Go Cincinnati Bengals.
I know it. I'm impressed.
Me too.
I couldn't believe it. Like, what? Because I'm not really a Bengals fan, but everybody's like, well, you're from Cincinnati, so you need to get you a jersey.
Right. Gotta support it.
Yeah, I'm a support. Absolutely. Right. So what was it like growing up in Akron? I've heard a lot of different things about Akron. What was it like that you can remember?
For me, that's where my dad's family is from. So, and my mom's, I had my mom's family there. So for me, growing up in Akron was all about family on both sides for me, my father's side and my mom's side. So I had a unique opportunity to grow up around my cousins and be around all of my aunts and uncles. And just kind of participate in that, you know, extended family. That's what I remember the most. Of course, the weather, the snow and all of those things, but it was just rich in education, rich in family. And I came from a family, I was a PK, a pastor's kid. So really had really good community growing up. That's just what I remember about home.
Okay, awesome. So where did you said you moved to Florida at 12? How was it like? So you from 12 on up, how was it like in Florida?
It was different. And I say that because, growing up in Ohio, I literally was around black people and white people. And I came to Florida and just learned about all of these different cultures that are represented here in Florida, the melting pot of the United States. And it was just amazing. It was a little shocking. I had culture shock at first, literally. But I am happy for those experiences because it helped me to be able to, you know, have an open mind about other folks' culture and, you know, how they grew up, open mind to new ideas and perspectives. So although it was a culture shock at first, it really has served me well, being able to connect.
We're having technical difficulties at the moment. Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. We have technical difficulties. We move on.
You just keep on moving.
That's it.
You're doing great, by the way.
Okay. So what did you want to be when you grew up?
When I was young, I always had aspirations of being a nurse. I really, you know, admired folks who cared for people when they were sick or shut in. And I just really loved the care and attention and attentiveness of the nursing career. That's not what I ended up doing, but I knew from early on I wanted to serve people. And I think just that desire to become a nurse and help folks in their time of need was really got that, you know, that gift wound up in me to be a service oriented person and to give. But although I've had different career choices, I can honestly say all of my life, my careers have been about service.
Okay. Okay. So let's talk about your book.
Okay.
And what's the title of your book?
My book title is called Heart Work. It's the Woman's Guide to Emotional Health and Self-Love. And this book was published on June 4th of 2020. So it's been out about a year and a half. And this book was written for women to really focus on themselves, just to really turn inward and draw the attention back to themselves and center themselves as it relates to their own personal emotional health.
Okay, and what?
My own personal journey, actually. I literally had been in a relationship that ended. And when that relationship ended, I had come to realize that I had no idea who I was. I didn't have my own identity. I had just kind of lost myself in the relationship. And at that point when the relationship ended, I was on my own and I was like, well, who am I even? So I really took two and a half years to journey through myself and kind of open those doors where the skeletons were hidden on some of my emotional things that I had just kind of put away in a closet. And I was like, you know what? I need to open this door. I need to deal with what's going on behind that door. And I did my heart work. I really did work to cleanse myself of junk. I had to unlearn some things and I relearned some things, which I talk about, you know, in the book. And then I just really, you know, shared in the book about things that really helped me on my own personal self-love journey and my own journey about really discovering who I was as it related to me and my emotions. So that is what really inspired me to write the book, my own journey, and then seeing how I began that journey and I overcame and I came out of it as a better person and more evolved person and a whole woman. And I just wanted to share that with women. I wanted women to know that no matter where you are in your life, you can pick up and begin to journey into self and focus on yourself and really heal those areas, you know, shine the light in those areas that, you know, you've kind of swept under the rug or you threw behind the closet. So I wanted freedom and liberation for women. I wanted them to experience what I felt. And I just felt like doing that in a book format was going to be the most easiest way, you know, to reach people and to reach women.
Yeah, that's amazing because that is important, that inner work. We talk about it all the time, doing that inner work, how important that is. And people talk about people constantly moving from, you know, they break up with someone or have a bad breakup and they move to another relationship and they're like, okay, it doesn't work. They move it to another relationship and it's not working. It's another relationship. And then you know, going from person to person, you're still carrying these things, you have these issues that you have not resolved. And I've heard people say, oh, the best way to get over somebody is to get with somebody else. And I think that's the worst advice
the worst
have given people.
Absolutely.
You're hurting people as you go on. You got this, you know, this big snowball.
Sure.
And hurting people as you go. So that's amazing. So that you took that time to really figure you out. And I think that's what we do, and especially do it too, you know.
I think we
all should take that time out. And it may take a couple of years to figure out. Not even focus on the other person or what the other person did, but just focus on you, and even figure out why you even allowed the behavior, right? That the person, and the things that the person did to you, and what you did. Because I always say, you know, we can't always blame it on the other person because we allow the behavior.
Sure.
You allowed it. So what you allowed, go ahead.
Right. I totally agree with you, BJ. I mean, you just hit the nail, you know, on the head there. And, you know, you're talking about really focusing on not so much about what they did, but my culpability in it. And also, you know, really trying to determine what in me drew me to that.
Right.
When you go from person to person, what keeps drawing you? Start working from that space. You start seeing different trends in your relationships, and you probably need to peel back some layers and try to understand yourself and what is the real core reason of the behavior. And then what can you do, you know, to move on from that? It is not a comfortable journey, I will tell you that. It is very uncomfortable because you have to be honest with yourself. I open the book up. Chapter one is Woman in the Mirror. And you have to be able to look yourself in the mirror and say, this is all of me. The good, the bad, the flaws, the ugly. This is all me. But I don't want to stay in this space. So what do I do to move forward? Number one, be honest with yourself. You're not going to move and grow and evolve as a human individual until you settle and surrender and say, this is who I am. And these are the areas that I'm just not so happy with. And these are the areas that I commit to working on so that I can be a better person tomorrow. And I tell people all the time, BJ, the journey of emotional health and self-love is one that we will never arrive at fully in this lifetime. We're gonna constantly be growing and evolving. You know, we'll never get to a place where you say, I'm perfect, I'm healed. And yes, you can be healed, but as you get healed in that level, there's another level, another layer that comes off. And I tell you what, I did my 2.5 years of hard work. I realized who I was. I know who I am. I am a whole woman, and I can speak many affirmations, but today I'm still growing.
Right.
I'm still learning things about me that I still want to continue to work on.
Yes. And a lot of times too, when you do that inner work, you find out that a lot of the things that contribute to yourself and those type of those certain relationships is trauma from your childhood.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, it always goes back to something that happened in your childhood. Mm-hmm. And whether your mind allows you to remember what it was or it's faint to you, it will come up as you continue to do that inner work. And I always tell people, don't be afraid of what comes up. Whatever monster comes up, that's the one you're going to have to contend with. And I had some of those same experiences on my journey. It just forced me to go back and have good, healthy conversations with my parents, good, healthy conversations with, you know, other family members, to just kind of get a better understanding and clarity about what was that about. And what I've come to realize, you know, our parents did the best they could with what they knowledge they had at the time. You know, I think a lot of the practices that we see familiar in the family is passed down. So what worked for grandma, you know, it worked for my mom too. And I, you know, so you just kind of give credence that the parents did their best. But, you know, as we grow up and we learn more, we can contribute some of those things back to some childhood, some trauma, or just the emotional attachment between parent and child. Was it there? Mm-hmm. You know, were you able to express your feelings as a child growing up? And just identifying some of the ways that you can see in your childhood how it affects you now as an adult.
want to kind of run away from relationships. And it's like, a lot of times you need those relationships to trigger those things in you to help you realize that there is a change that's necessary. So
absolutely,
know, run away from it, because it takes sometimes another person to sometimes mirror things to you.
Oh, and just,
or like I said, or trigger those things to you that you don't. And especially, I always tell people, like, if you're with someone and they do something that you don't like, look at yourself, because you might be doing that very same thing. So they might
absolutely
be showing you who you are. So those relationships are very important, because they do, they take you, they level you up. They make you
speak on it, girlfriend. Yes.
Make you go to God and be like, yes, you know,
what is all this that I'm being shown?
Put you on
and
your
a lot
knees.
Of people run from that. A lot of people run from that mirror of the other person. And people don't realize, when you're in relation with another being, they are your mirror. Because whatever comes up in that relationship, it may trigger you. Something may be said, a word may be used that was kind of uncomfortable or not, you know, a good space for you in a previous relationship. This person has no idea. But until you start having those conversations and start sharing that, you know, I want to share with you that that sentence or phrase triggers me and I hear this. And you may need that reassurance. You may need to hear that. But if you're not able to express that and communicate, then you're going to continue to throw dirt on the same old issue and never get to the bottom of what it is.
All right, now I want to talk about, you are an emotional health coach and emotional.
Yes.
So let's talk about that and how long you've been doing that.
Well, I started my entrepreneurial career back in 2011. And I rebranded the business in 2015, really focusing on women, emotional health, and that whole self-love thing. But as an emotional health coach, I feel like this is the journey. I have an innate gift, and I walk in my gift unapologetically. And, you know, I've always had, like I mentioned, a zeal and desire to serve people. But as I was growing up, I also was highly, highly intrigued by the mind. So psychology, I'm currently in school in a clinical psychology program, because I want to take my coaching business and move into licensure and open my own practice to continue and further help women. But I enjoy being a coach, because listen, a lot of times people feel like they are literally stuck. And one is being able to assist people in moving from point A to point B. And a lot of the clients that I have, they just don't see how they can get from point A to point B. They really do feel stuck. So I'm really there to challenge their thinking, really there to be their biggest cheerleader. But most of the work that goes on in a coaching relationship is on the coachee, the person who is being coached, because it really isn't about talk therapy. It really is a lot about asking the individual the right questions and being able to kind of prompt them to think about certain things differently. And I just love what I do. I love my clients and being able to see them having those challenges up front and then watching them grow and evolve along the way and get to a space where they say, I moved from point A to point B. I have a new awareness to some new resources and things that I can do that can help me along. And it's just such a rewarding thing for me to be able to do. And I really do enjoy coaching women.
Pathologist. So let's talk about
that.
Yes.
Okay. So I wrote my book in 2020. The reason I love writing, I've always been a writer. And I also participated in an anthology project back in 2011. And I said, I wrote my book. I too want to help other women get their story out, but not just get it out of them. I want to see women become authors, published authors, if that's a dream of theirs. And being an anthologist really helps me to be able to help that dream come to life. And this is my second year in my Grow Girl Grow community book project. We released our first book last year called The Beauty of Forgiveness. And it's an anthology with 10 different women who came together to write about their own stories of forgiveness, to liberate and free women from their own shackles of unforgiveness or those who harbor forgiveness. This year, our book will release September 2022. And our focus this year is on gratitude. So it's called The Gift of Gratitude. And again, we have 10 women who are coming together to really share their different unique stories about gratitude. And I just love, you know, being committed to helping women succeed, empowering women, helping women share their story. A lot of people have challenges, like I did writing a book about being vulnerable and transparent. Those are the two things that people say, I don't want people to know my business, or I don't want people to know that I went through that. And I'm like, that's the beauty in sharing your story. And that you do know when you do write a story to help someone, it's like helping them get out of a situation that they obviously don't feel like they can. But when they read your story, they see your triumph and your overcome, and they really work to say, all right, someone else went through that. Someone else overcame, I can too. So it's just a domino effect of positivity. I am a very positive, optimistic person, and I love to spread that and sprinkle that everywhere I go. So me being an anthologist has just been such a reward for me, just to see women tell their stories. Those women who never thought that they could do it, now they're published authors, and now they have dreams of continuing that, writing their own books and doing more in the writing arena. So that makes me very proud. This is something I'd like to continue to do for years and years to come.
Yes, yeah. I love anthologies too, because I was a part of one, Finding Joy in the Journey. Vanessa Blackwell was the visionary, and that helped me meet, like you said, a lot of other women. And you find out that there are different women doing different things, you know.
Yes.
So this is how I wound up here, you know, on this platform, because of the anthology that I was a part of. So
big life. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's a blessing, because you just never know who you're going to meet and who's doing what, and who, you know, it's a beautiful thing. I love the camaraderie. I really do. I'm all about this when it comes to us. You know what I mean?
Yes. So the sisterhood is amazing. And I mean, I just love that when you say yes and you commit to being a part of an anthology, God does something with that. It's like you're directly telling God yes. And when you do, He allows and opens doors and give those other opportunities. He gives you new ideas and strategies. Your mind is more open, and He just really kind of, like you used the phrase, snowballs you into this new place, all because you made a commitment to share a story, all because you made a commitment to network and meet other women and really have community and sisterhood. And that is what I'm happy to be able to do for the women in this cohort this year, and just the project as a whole.
Wow, I really enjoyed this time.
So have I.
Together. It's just very inspirational, and I love your energy. And I could just
thank
just
you.
Feel your spirit is like, it's beautiful, and she means what she says, y'all. I could feel it.
Oh, thank you, BJ. Thank you so much. Yes, it's been my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me. And I want to tell you, BJ, the space that you're in is, this space was created just for you. So just keep going. You're doing amazing things, and there's more things to come for you. I'm just so proud. I see your name in lights, girlfriend. I am so proud to be connected to you, and I look forward to, you know, continue to cultivate and nurturing this new professional relationship.
Absolutely. I feel the same way. Now, before we go, I would like for you to give the audience a good word, maybe some advice or a quote or something like
that. Yes. Well, let me tell you, I always say, don't be afraid to put yourself first. Always choose you. And even when it comes to you being in a relationship, I'm engaged to be married this year, and I still
thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I just keep reminding myself that even in relation, even in family, I still choose me. I still show up for me every single day. And I have learned, even in relation, to continue to love me and to push that envelope with how much I love myself and how much I show up for myself. So I just want the audience to remember to love yourself, show up for you, and no matter what, always choose you. And just because you choose you does not mean that you're dismissing anyone. It's okay to love yourself and show yourself love. You really do teach people how to treat you when you show up in the world as your best version of yourself.
Awesome. Those are some amazing words. I love it. I love
thank
it.
Thank you.
Thank you again for
very welcome.
So it's been amazing.
And yes, I, honey. Same here.
To, I know there's going to be more things coming from this.
So. For sure.
And I want to say thank you to Own It Magazine.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Own It.
Mm-hmm.
She's amazing.
Yes, she is. It's awesome. Awesome. Yes. All right. Well,
thank you, BJ.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Wish you a great weekend. Take great care, honey.
Thank you. And before we go, I would like to say, remember, just like the sun, you are necessary. I love you.
Thank you.